Howdy neighbors, Beef Buzz time with Don Coover, talking about the economics of doing things right in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're clearly off the highs of 2015 when it comes to these cattle prices. Stocker prices and yearling prices have fallen quite a bit, but still these animals are worth a lot of money. And veterinarian Dr. Don Coover says he understands that the clients that he works with, whether they've got just a few cows or several hundred cows, that they've got a tremendous investment that they've got to take good care of, and they've got to maximize the ability to produce those calves year in and year out.
I work with a lot of producers that have 30 or 40 cows or fewer, and we work with quite a few producers that have several hundred cows. If you own several hundred cows and you've got several hundred calves to take to town and they're bringing $1,500 a piece, that's the biggest end of $500,000. You can afford to do it right for $500,000. So those producers that are trying to optimize the production of their herd are trying to get away from these cows that won't carry pregnancies, that can't get pregnant, or do get pregnant and lose those pregnancies. And so they're paying attention to things like Neospore infection, persistently infected BVD, vaccination programs that guard against things like Lepto and Vibrio and BRSV and IBR. So there's a lot of interest in it. People are trying to get a better deal with their nutrition programs. They're trying to get better and more effective results with their vaccination program, their biosecurity program. Everybody's trying to optimize that because the industry's consolidating. There's more and more money in it, and it's more competitive. And so, yeah, there's a lot more interest in it lately, even above and beyond things like artificial insemination, embryo transfer work. And there's a lot of interest in that because people are trying to find those better genetics that give them more bang for the buck.
One last question. Now, the equation that's out there that the consumer seems to be very interested in, that's how we're taking care of the animals, the animal well-being component. Does that figure into some of these things that you're working with producers about?
Yeah, very much. You'll see guys trying to get away from horn genetics, for instance, because they don't want to have to chop horns off. There's a lot of interest in anesthesia, not so much in the producer arena, but in the public's awareness arena. They don't like to see these animals walking around with holes in their heads from chopping horns off. There's a lot of interest in trying to do things in a more humane, more consumer-friendly, or more consumer-accepted mode. And so you'll see a lot of that. A part of this is also the consumers looking for a wholesome, nutritious, tasty product, and fortunately, a lot of the things that producers are doing to do a better job with their cattle result in a better product. What tends to be good for the cattle tends to be good for the producer, tends to be good for the consumer, and it's one of those things where I think people want to be open and above board about it because the public's interested in it, and there's no reason they shouldn't be.
Cattle industry veterinarian Dr. Don Coover. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.